Conference goers mingle with locals on a hilltop overlooking the 16th century streets of the Ecuadorian capital, one of the very first cities to become a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Here, in a matter of weeks, a cutting-edge, environmentally friendly newcomer has appeared on the skyline.
It's our zero carbon impact building designed in Barcelona, built here in 32 days, using no water, no concrete, no bricks, and no waste. Our version of what the construction in the future should be.
That's César Ramírez Martinel, chairman of Barcelona Housing Systems, who says that his three-bedroom eco-friendly house on the hill costs in the region of $69,000 to buy. Traditional concrete, which is environmentally harmful to produce, has had its day, he says.
The world builds with concrete, and concrete is unsustainable. So once you eliminate the concrete of any building, then you're not contaminating, then you're really, really, really friendly with the environment. So we don't have concrete even in the foundations. This is fast, it's affordable, and it's absolutely green. So this is not future, this is not talking, this is it's a building.
The sleek modern house is one of the Habitat Village exhibits, but with the conference now over, its design will play an important part in Quito's future, according to one leading official who's here from the Public Housing Department.
My name is Montse Benedito. I am the general manager of the public company of housing in Ecuador. For Ecuador, it's very important that these new systems of construction come in Ecuador, and also they are going to invest the money necessary to construct 1,500 units of social housing.
With interest high in new eco-friendly design, some major investors from traditional construction companies are looking to modernize and adapt. The China National Building Material Company is partnering on this project, and Ray Liu, director of Overseas Renewables and Housing, says that greening the whole industry makes sense all round.
We are, and we are still now, the largest cement producer in the world. While we change our business, we think this is going to be the future, as we all understand that cement manufacturing is a high pollution industry, and moving forward, as the demand on the urbanization is so huge, we believe in future that the business must be green and must be sustainable.
What are the benefits for you of being here at this conference? Clearly it's good business.
Yeah, well, apart from the business perspective, I think this is a very good opportunity to see different people in this area. We've had meeting with professors from the universities, where we're talking with the students from the university, and we're also talking with the government official from the housing department of different countries, and we're also talking with housing engineers, civil engineers, and we're talking how to find the most viable solution.
And do you hope to be very much in the lead of changing China's cities, which have in many cases grown too far too fast?
I think we have already started.
With private and public sector representatives forging new partnerships at UN conferences like Habitat 3, it seems that business is genuinely aligning itself with the Sustainable Development Goals that put green cities and housing at the centre of the 2030 agenda. Matthew Wells, United Nations, Quito.